639, authorize a contract with the lowest responsive bidder for construction of the Piedmont Sewer Rehabilitation Project, number E10332, for $3,500,000.
Mayor, I want to welcome Scott Gibson back to council for our presentation. Over one-third of Portland's 2,500 miles of sewer pipe are more than 80 years old. Steve?
Yeah, you can relate to that.
Can you relate to that? 2,000.
Not quite yet.
One-third of our 2,500 miles of sewer pipe are more than 80 years old. The project that we're coming to council today is part of the Environmental Services Large-Scale Sewer Rehabilitation Program. The program is addressing sewers around the city that are severely deteriorated and in need of replacement. Scott, why?
Excuse me.
Thank you. Once again, my name's Scott Gibson. I'm here to talk about the Piedmont Sewer Reconstruction Project. First thing I'd like to talk about is the overall program. As Commissioner Fish mentioned, this is a part of a larger effort. On the slide here, you'll see 23 neighborhood-based sewer rehabilitation projects. This one particular is in Phase Two, but there is a Phase Three that will come up, and this graph shows both. The green area is the Piedmont Sewer Rehabilitation Project. It's located in North Portland with boundaries made up of Interstate 5 freeway to the west, Vancouver to the east, Lombard on the north, and Rosa Parks on the south. The intent of this project is to replace or rehabilitate highly deteriorated sewers. I've shown you a couple of these before, and I'll tell you up clockwise in the top left, what you're seeing there is concrete pipe degradation. Essentially, the pipe is corroding, and we had problems during the original installation with the amount of cement in the product, so there are quality issues within decades of installation that we're kind of chasing down. On the top right, you see a sag where the sewer has sagged, and so now we don't get cleansing velocities in there. We basically have a pool which collects things and needs to be maintained. In the bottom right, you see a break in the sewer, and the bottom left, we see a broken joint. This project is similar to others you've seen. There's some slides here about some statistics. 95% of the streets are residential. When we're in front of the residents, we have one set of challenges, and that is that we want to make sure they get in and out of their home, everything's handled safely, and that we're communicating well with them. In the major streets, we have a separate set of challenges associated with commuters, keeping them moving.
By the way, one thing, colleagues, I've learned in this process is that when we do these neighborhood-based sewer rehabs, oftentimes we hear from the businesses that they want us to go on a 24/7 schedule to get it done quicker and be less disruptive. And of course, folks in the residential areas have a different view. So what we often do is come up with a hybrid where we do the 24/7 on streets that are purely commercial, and we do the normal work schedule on the other streets. But in any event, we've started extensively polling, surveying the community to get the sense, and then we try to adapt to that and do the least disruptive plan that we can.
Yes, leading me into my next slide. So we do have a number of schools we're working around, and we've timed the improvements in front of those schools to occur during the summer, other times when they're out of school. And we do have some areas where traffic handling requirements force us to work at night. These are both in Lombard, or all in Lombard, and we're going to be using a trenchless technology, which is a short duration. They basically use a fiberglass pipe in a pipe when it's wet. They pull it in, they inflate it, and they cure it to harden. That takes the cure times, and the installation process can run longer than our current noise ordinance allows us to do construction, but much faster than open cut. And so in Lombard, we're using that technique, and we've acquired the requisite noise ordinance. We've done a good job on public outreach, I believe, and one of the key things is to communicate with the impacted businesses and residents so they know what to expect, what we're going to be doing, when we're going to be doing it, where we're going to be doing it. It makes the construction much more palatable for them. And finally, our engineer's estimate is $3.5 million. We'll advertise sometime in July and hope to begin construction in October. It's about an 8-month construction period.
Thank you very much. Questions?
Anyone want to speak on this item? Then that will also return to us on second reading.
Thank you, Scott.
And we're recessed till 2 p.m. Oh, sorry, we forgot the two consent items from this.